On today's Press Pass, Newell Nussbaumer and Jessica Marinelli of Buffalo Rising take a look at the continued expansion of craft breweries in Buffalo and the potential impact of legalized recreational marijuana. But first, a look at a proposal to ban plastic bags in New York State.
We're super excited about the proposed ban on single-use plastic bags. It's something that at Buffalo Rising we've written quite a few articles on. There's a lot in the global community about why this makes sense. The UK is moving to a ban on single-use plastics, all single-use plastic, including straws. This is definitely a good first step.
Well, the sad part is that for so long, we've kind of hoped that the individuals would kind of take it upon themselves to bring their canvas bags and to the supermarkets, or that the supermarkets themselves would actually impose bans on the plastic and offer their customers alternatives. But every time I go to a supermarket, I see maybe three people that arrive out of a couple hundred that actually are bagging their own.
Jay, it comes down to being, I think, a good global citizen and thinking of yourself as part of a global community versus just what is it going to do for me?
It looks like recreational marijuana is going to become a reality in New York State. How does that, or how will it impact Buffalo?
I think that when you've seen what other cities are doing as far as profiting from the, you know, what other states are doing, they're profiting from the amount of recreational marijuana they're selling and where those monies are being allocated to, and you're seeing so many positive things come of that. I mean, how could it not be exciting?
How do you envision this all happening here in Western New York? Who's going to be growing it? Who's going to be selling it?
Well, right now there are about five or six dispensaries around town. The Botanist just opened up down in downtown Buffalo on Seneca Street.
And they're going to be ready for a recreational marijuana.
I believe that they will be ready for recreational marijuana. They will also be selling dabs, cannabis-infused beverages, topicals, edibles, cannabis oil, vapes, tinctures. And then we just the other day heard about the high-tech cannabis company that's purchasing property at Buffalo Lakeside Commerce Park. That's Brad Termini, who is Rocco Termini's son. You know, he's been living out in California, basically has a company out there called Flora California Prime. I'm sure that they are very aware of and have been, I would imagine, talking to the governor's office about this coming down the line, or they wouldn't be looking at this property. I mean, this is 47 acres of usable land, a $200 million project, and another reason that they're actually focusing on Buffalo is its proximity, I believe, to Canada.
From recreational marijuana to breweries. What a transition that is.
We're hitting all the vices today.
We're hitting all the vices. Yes. And there doesn't seem to be any stop to the number of breweries, does it?
Two just opened up in the city of Buffalo. One of them just opened in the Riverside Black Rock area. That's Froth Brewing. My wife and I went on Saturday. It wasn't the opening, but they had just opened. And, man, that place was packed. You're talking about a sizable brewery, 6,500 square foot building. Obviously, you've got the brewing operation in there, too. But, oh, my gosh, like it was wall to wall. That place has a giant parking lot, and you couldn't even find a space in that parking lot. So that was great to see. We left there and we went to Beltline Brewery and Kitchen, which is in the hydraulics part of town, down near in between Larkinville and the city and downtown Buffalo. That place opened up in a beautiful historic building over there. And once again, a very sizable brewing operation. And that place was packed as well.
Jessica Marinelli, Newell Nussbaumer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.